In podcast 865, we're going to talk about the neurosis affecting everything in America, and it's called politics, especially the politics of impeachment. So get ready in podcast 865. So this is a do and talk podcast as opposed to walk and talk podcast. I'm in the garage getting ready to take the car out because I've tried to do this so many different times and it creates a lot of problems. But before I do that, I'm going to mention very quickly that, you know, there's going to be a lot of high blood pressure in the next 6 months or so as we work through this insanity in Washington. And so fitness is going to become very important. So I want to talk about fitness for a minute. So you're going to have to do a lot of working out to relieve your stress, or at least I recommend that you do. Now, there's lots of big box gyms around where you can do it, places to work out. I could tell you about a place that I think is really great, Fitness Together in Edina and Maple Grove, but it's better if some of the people working with personal trainers at Fitness Together tell you about it. We're going to start with Lois. She's going to tell you a little bit about her story and why Fitness Together is great. Why not a big gym?
Been there, done that. I'm tired with that. You know, the sales pitch, the numbers game, and just too big, too many people. I just like to be able to come in, say hi to my trainer, experience the workout, and leave.
Fitness Together, private, personalized training and nutrition. That means private training rooms, no waiting or distractions, privacy and time efficiency of your workout. Everyone is unique, as you heard Lois say. Some people have higher levels of experience and they still use Fitness Together. So if you have a high level of fitness and workout experience, it's great. If you're just starting out, it's even better. If you've been injured or you need to start working out to optimize your health and reduce your stress, Fitness Together is for you. Fitness Together in Maple Grove, 763-494-0061. In Edina, 952-927-0300. FitnessTogether.com. You can check it out online, or you can click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, because there is a Fitness Together banner that when you click on it, it takes you to a contact page that you can choose either Edina or Maple Grove, depending on where you are in the metro. Fitness Together. So I'm in the garage. This is not really a walk and talk podcast. This is a sort of walk and do podcast because of a couple of things. First of all, it's daytime. There's lots of planes landing. And planes landing don't cause problems, you know, in terms of noise. We like the sound of planes landing. But what happens is the vortices actually create this wind problem, which is really bizarre. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do a podcast while we're doing. And so I have to go over to the garage where Mobile Podcast Command is to get some batteries, because I have a huge box of batteries over there. So we're going to do that in this podcast 865. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this. Oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I used to have to get out and close the garage door, but now I finally have a remote and the garage door works, so I don't have to do that. So that's very nice. This is the way I used to do all my old travel podcasts. I'd drive in the car, and so I'm used to that. Got the windows down, beautiful fall evening, and it's a great venue, this great sundown, late September, early October feeling in the Midwest to kind of just do a podcast about a very difficult subject for me, in a non sort of low pressure, in a non high pressure kind of environment, which is just kind of driving around doing the things that I do. Oh, that's wind. I gotta roll up this window. There. So, it's a difficult subject, and then when I have to deal with a difficult subject, then everything becomes a problem. Every little interference, wind, some kind of sound that I hear that you don't hear, things that people listen to the podcast wouldn't even think about, drive me nuts when I have something that is just sort of, it's like a blister about to pop, you know, in terms of getting out what I want to say. And I've debated how I want to say this, and I've debated what I want to say in a 30-minute podcast ad infinitum. I don't even want to say the words. because I don't want an overt political podcast. You know, as we've discussed many times, I am trying to look for outcomes and to comment on outcomes as opposed to predicting the future and speculating, which is all the media does. And I've had several conversations with friends this week along these lines that I honestly believe that what is happening is that people in this country are just being massively manipulated day after day for whatever purpose, probably just to keep people watching. It's probably, let's just say that it's innocent in that respect. But we're being manipulated constantly by emotionally by this up and down, this just happened and it's breaking news and we have something must be done. Or something is going to happen because this happened and something must be done. And therefore, we have to take action, or action has to be taken, and if action isn't taken, then this is going to happen, and so forth and so on. And it gets ridiculous. If you spend any time on your device or watch television at all, you know, I believe that people who are stuck in that realm are mentally ill. And I think it's a form of neurosis where you're constantly affected by this insanity, this constant up and down insanity where people seem to be unable to think. This is great. There's a train here, so we get to hear and enjoy the sound of the train while I'm talking. You know, what's funny is we're at an intersection. There's a four-way stop, and then there are there's a room for two cars in two lanes. So two cars in one lane, two cars in the other lane, and a white strip in front of the bars that come down to prevent you from getting onto the railroad tracks. And everybody stops at the stop sign and they just sit there. It's like you can move down close to the train. You don't need to, anyway. Ugh. So because of the constant manipulations, I don't want to be part of that. Because I think it's a neurosis, and that's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about what's going on in Congress in relation to the president, because I don't know what the outcome's going to be. And I also, to be quite honest, don't have the legal background to be able to tell you whether whatever they say happened or didn't happen. And the other thing is I steadfastly refuse to defend or attack these politicians, because that's the game. Attack and defend. So it doesn't matter what side you're on, playing offense or defense. You know, you're playing the game if you get into this thing where you're going to defend this one or that one against this one or that one. It's just a silly, ridiculous game. And the truth of the matter is, we're not addressing any issues that need to be addressed. Meanwhile, this thing is now going to obscure whatever issues may have existed for the upcoming election. So people say, well, how are you going to, Bob Davis, how are you going to talk about this? How are you going to cover this thing? And that's what it is. It's just this thing. And I will tell you that this thing is going to literally subsume the media over the next 6 to 8 months or more, unless it ends somehow. And I don't see how it ends somehow, because procedurally, now that this impeachment inquiry is underway, there has to be a procedural conclusion to it. So either the committee is going to vote not to issue articles of impeachment, or they are going to issue articles of impeachment, which are basically a charge, and then it goes to the Senate to be tried. So either they're going to issue it or they're not going to issue it. If they table it, then I suppose there's a question of whether it comes up again or doesn't, or whatever happens. If it goes to the House and gets a vote, then it goes to the Senate, and I don't know what happens after that. And I don't want to do a podcast about it, because you will be told when the time comes more than you want to hear about the procedural processes involved with this process, this whole impeachment thing, whatever that comes down to. And as soon as you say the word, everybody gets their backs up. That's what triggers people. Oh, well, you know, this is a witch hunt. Oh, well, he's the worst president ever and needs to be removed from office. Blah, 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 blah. And everybody's an expert, you know, and everybody was there. You know, I wasn't there. I didn't listen to the call. I don't know what was said. I read a transcript that could be accurate. It may not be accurate. And there we go. Then we end up, and this is what's been upsetting me about doing this podcast, because then we're going to go through this long and involved dissertation about stuff that, quite honestly, none of us know anything. None of us know the details, and we won't know the details. And the details are going to be spooled out on partisan media from partisan actors, and you're going to be asked to take a position. A friend of mine that I do yoga with every day, usually, he's just there. He said to me last night, well, you know, thanks to this, there's nothing to talk about going forward in the election except this. And I was like, you're absolutely right. That's exactly the reality. And another conversation that I had was the statement that this is what's really important to me. Somebody, a friend of mine, said to me the other day, this is now, it already has, but now it's going to permeate our culture, our business dealings. It's going to ruin Thanksgiving. It's going to ruin Christmas. It's going to ruin next summer, because everything that you do, everywhere that you go, every conversation that you have, this is going to come up, because it's going to be everywhere. So if you're not already sick of it, then you're going to get sucked in or be sick of it by the time this is over. That's what we have to look forward to, unless somehow, miraculously, this thing is over with. Now, in the second half of this podcast, I'm going to tell you what I think about it and a little bit more about this permeating, this situation of this permeating the culture and ruining everything, what's going on. So in the second half of this podcast, I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to talk about that. So here we are at the garage. Good, how are you?
Good. What is it you do?
Podcasting.
I thought you did, but
yeah.
I'm not sure.
I got the truck in here, and of course, yeah. I left my batteries in
right,
here.
Right, yeah, the truck, and then, you know, every once I see you in that car, so.
Yeah, I had a guy that sold me these government vehicles, but the ambulance is the pace de resistance,
yeah.
If I can keep it running. So yeah, here in the garage where Mobile Podcast Command is resting comfortably in a nice, warm, climate-controlled garage, this is, as I have often mentioned, this is a place where a lot of other people have garages, they have small businesses, and so it's a great opportunity for me to talk about ReliaFund. ReliaFund is my payment processor. I went to ReliaFund because I wanted to be able to have clients be able to pay with checks if they wanted, and they helped me out with that. So this is important if you are a small business person, medium-sized business, or a large business. But really, medium and small businesses, you may have payment processing problems no matter who you use, because you're not integrating all of your payment processing with all of your business systems. And this is what ReliaFund do. So if you are a developer, if you develop websites for people or e-commerce sites for people, this is also important, because what ReliaFund does is work with developers to integrate all those systems. So if you're a small business person, you probably have people that work on all of your systems and keep them updated, software and so forth. This is where ReliaFund comes in. ReliaFund is a payment processor that's been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. They are part of the payment processing revolution in this country, so they have a lot of experience, no long-term contracts, technology focused, and their number is 866-243-5040, 866-243-5040. Actually, I'll just say it this way. Hey, all you small business guys out here, you should think about ReliaFund for your payment processor. 866-243-5040. Check them out online at ReliaFund.com, because what ReliaFund do is they get your payments processed. What ReliaFund do? I'm sorry about that, but I had to stay with it. I had to stay with the motif. In the news these days, there's lots of talk still about China and about manufacturing and trade protection. Some companies are already bringing their production back to the United States. Some companies are being told they're going to have to. I mentioned Apple making the Power Max in the United States. If your company is considering American manufacturing, first thing you need is an American manufacturer that can accommodate you, that's flexible, that knows what they're doing, and that is Depot Star American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website at depotstar.com. You know, I walk around with this recorder, you know, in this particular instance, and of course people see you wearing headphones and carrying the recorder, and then they want to talk to you. And so, great guy. So I'm at one of these, you know, suburban garages where there's a whole bunch of these garages and people make things and they have businesses here, and it's really cool. And my brother-in-law and I have this garage, and it's his garage, and I pay rent, and you know, I've got Mobile Podcast Command in here, and we love coming here because it's just, we got snowmobiles and we got, I keep a lot. Actually, I still have the equipment in the truck because I'm going to go up and do an interview here in a couple of days. So I left all the equipment from AgoraFest in the truck. So I left all my batteries and everything else in here. So I've got to get in the ambulance to get the stuff. But I love the garage. So you can hear the fluorescent lights we've got in here. And my brother-in-law used to race go-karts. So they did all the go-kart work here. And, you know, it's funny because we really haven't done anything and he hasn't done anything. So we've got boxes of castor oil, you know, and filter cleaner and wax and different tools sitting here. And it's just funny because it's just, I don't even know if half of this stuff even works anymore. So I guess it does. We got all kinds of auto parts and DeWalt stuff and these things that hold the carts, and then we've got other carts to move the snowmobiles around, and a battery, a hotshot battery charger and stuff like that. So anyway, I love coming over here because it's just and these are my keys. And it's just fun to come over here and mess around with the truck. So it's nice to have a separate garage from the house to mess around with the truck. So anyway, and that brings me to this question of other pursuits. And I've talked about this a lot, that organically, we all need to get away from this. We need to get away from the comments on Facebook. We need to get away from the constant opinionating on television. We need to get away from this manipulation that is going on, because the truth of the matter is nothing really is being addressed in this manipulation. And yeah, you know, when there are outcomes, I'll talk about the outcomes because I think the outcomes are important and need to be talked about. But I am not going to waste podcast after podcast after podcast pontificating on whether, you know, the president is guilty as charged or not guilty as charged. I will say one thing technically, and if you refer to my podcast about the state-by-state polling, which, you know, again, I put that up, and a ton of people just reacted without listening to the podcast because they thought it was going to be against Trump, basically. You know, or if you put something up pro-Trump, you're going to get the opposite reaction. And this is one of the reasons I may turn the comments off on my page. And another reason, I believe we should have a national movement to turn off the comments on Facebook. If you don't like Facebook, we should have a national movement to turn off the comments on Facebook. Why do I say that? Because Facebook's whole thing is engagement. We are now an engagement addicted society. Everything that everybody puts up, they put up because they want engagement. And if they don't get engagement, then they feel that they have failed in some way, shape, or form. So if somebody posts an opinion and nobody comments, they feel bad. And the problem with comments is most of them are uninformed, ignorant comments. That doesn't mean that the people making the comments are stupid. It means that they are poor writers, they can't spell, they're not knowledgeable enough to comment on a particular situation, or they just want to stir things up because they think it's funny. Why is that in any way possibly a positive thing for society and for people? It's not. It's a negative, bad experience. So I may turn the comments off, and I may actually push for a national movement for everyone to turn off comments, because Facebook's whole thing is engagement. So when you post things that are political, then you're going to get into this kind of horrible reaction that is not the kind of engagement that I want or even care about. So we're an engagement-happy society. And for that reason, everything that happens becomes a massive issue in terms of getting response and getting engagement. And I just refuse to do that. That's why I wait for outcomes to talk about things like that. But this is what I was going to say about the Trump thing. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that this thing is a mistake, but I want you to listen to what I'm saying, because this is important, because it's a nonpartisan statement. So I'm going to preface what I'm going to say by the following statement. I am not politically aligned with Democrats. So what that means is that I don't agree with their approach to government in terms of the stuff that they go out and say and campaign on. And I'm not going to go into detail about that. There's plenty of podcasts to talk about it. I don't hate Democrats. I don't dislike people who are Democrats. Some of my best friends are Democrats. It's not about that. I just don't politically agree with them. So that is my disclaimer. I want everybody to understand that. I also do not politically agree with the Republicans. So here's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the angle that we need new politics in this country, and I just don't know how it's going to happen. So I'm not going to tell you that we need new politics in America and here's how we're going to get it, because I don't know. I just have reached the point where I just think the entire government, I think our whole government is deeply corrupted, and some of it's legal corruption and some of it's illegal corruption. And I think that we are approaching, and I hope this is not too extreme to say this, some people may think it is, I think we are approaching a situation where the United States is much better than a banana republic. Now, some people would tell you it's never been better than a banana republic, but when I say banana republic, I'm talking about Argentina or Brazil, which we've always looked down on for their unstable, quote-unquote, democratic governments. If we keep going down this road, sooner or later, we're going to end up with some kind of junta running the country. That's my own personal opinion. So I just want everybody to know that. But politically, I'm going to tell you, and I saw this and said this in my podcast, which produced all this controversial response because nobody listened to the podcast. That podcast that I said Trumpers think that polls lie, I did that because we have seen evidence up to this point that the president is in trouble in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And the Republican Party knows it. They are not sharing the polling results with local congressmen and state parties because they don't want to lose the support of these local congressmen and state senators and state legislatures and governors, because they know that Trump is very unpopular in some places, including Ohio. Yeah, there are people that support Trump in Ohio. Yeah, there are people that support Trump in Pennsylvania and so on. But the polls are indicating that he is below where he needs to be in order to win a victory in those states in 2020. This is all before the Democrats decided to impeach the president. So they have an impeachment inquiry, which, as I said before, in terms of procedure, may lead to an impeachment vote. Then the Senate would have to address it however the way that they have to address it. If they decide to table it, then we're not going to have that problem for the foreseeable future, but next year we may have the problem again, depending on what resurfaces, quote-unquote, resurfaces regarding whatever issue they come up with that they want to do this. This appears to be the Democrat campaign for the presidency. There's a whole lot of speculation about this whole thing being an effort to basically derail Biden. There's a whole lot of speculation about whether Trump called it an airstrike on himself to derail Biden because he wants to run against Elizabeth Warren and blah, 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 blah. I have no idea. Don't know, couldn't tell you. We can sit here all day and make speculation. I'm just going to say this. I think this is a mistake because what this is going to do is bring his supporters out. And unless they have, and this is the other part of the disclaimer, and I'm sorry this is confusing, but I'm confused. The only thing that I will say about my opposition politically to Democrats is sometimes the guy that you disagree with is the one that's right. And the one thing I've learned is, and I hate to say this, sometimes the Democrats are right, and sometimes the Republicans are right. Sometimes people you disagree with are right, and you should have listened to them. So maybe they're right about impeaching Trump. I don't know. Maybe they're privy to information or know things or believe things that are true that I don't know about. So I'm not going to say, oh, they shouldn't do this. It's a big mistake. It's just that they hate America, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I think politically it's a mistake because I think what it's going to do is bring his supporters out in those areas where he is weak. And so what I'm talking about in particular is Central and Northern Ohio, Michigan, Eastern Michigan around Detroit and around there, which is the population centers. Northern Minnesota, which might be enough, there might be enough votes in Northern Minnesota to overwhelm the Minneapolis and St. Paul and Rochester Democrat districts. Beyond that, Pennsylvania, parts of Pennsylvania, in other words, not Philadelphia and not Pittsburgh, but parts of Pennsylvania that are considered to be quote-unquote conservative, parts of Virginia that would be considered to be conservative. There has been some discussion about his problems in Kentucky, and this is all based on polling. So what this would do, if you looked at the Senate race in Tennessee, for example, shout out to my friend John Holland, it ended up being a fairly close race down there between Marsha Blackburn and her challenger. I think that's who it is. I could be wrong. But anyway, in every one of these places where these races are really, really close, an impeachment where he is perceived as being unjustly accused where it's perceived as a quote-unquote witch hunt, it could prove to be a miscalculation by the Democrats at the very least. Keep in mind, Democrats aren't going to have any problem in Illinois or California or Oregon or Washington. This is about Arizona. It's about Colorado to a lesser extent. It's about Wisconsin and Indiana and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Virginia and North and South Carolina. And you're already seeing articles about Southern politicians really being upset with the Democrats for going through this and pushing the button on impeachment. And it's also about Florida. And it's about Southern Florida versus Northwestern Florida. So we're talking about Petersburg, Tampa, St. Pete, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee up against Miami, all of these different places. Democrats don't have any problems in these states, which are traditionally Democrat. The battleground is going, and Republicans don't have any problems really in Texas or Oklahoma or the Deep South. So prior to this giant story, which is the media has been pleading, they have been demanding from the gods of communications all along, please God, let them impeach Trump. We will have high ratings and life will be good for us all through next year. It will do huge things for us in terms of building our audience during the election. And unfortunately, now that this has been done for the Democrats, unfortunately, this causes a problem. Now, the Democrats will say, oh, no, this will cause Democrats to get out and vote. And this is a good thing for us because it will cause it'll do the same thing on the Democrat side. So this is the reason that I don't want to get into a long and involved dissertation about the political implications. I'm just telling you what I think. The truth of the matter is that we're now in essentially politically uncharted territory because I don't know how this thing's going to go down, which is the most depressing thing of all, because whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, the real issues that we have. $23 trillion in debt, a repo market that is being put on life support by the Federal Reserve, foreign policy issues like the Iranians, allegedly attacking the Saudis, Israel, Latin America, Venezuela, world economy, global warming or not global warming, all of those issues, and really economic issues and regulation issues and everything else are not being addressed because we have brought the presidency and the federal government up to a level of involvement in our lives that is starting to cause real problems. So this split that is going on in Congress, whatever you want to call it, is permeating through the media. It is permeating our culture and it is ruining things. So I want to bring this back around to what I said at the beginning. My friend said to me, and it's hurting business. It's hurting our business. It's hurting our lives. We don't know what's going to happen. There's a high level of uncertainty. And so it is bringing things to a grinding halt. And it's very, very dangerous economically. Now, people would say, oh, well, what do you care? Economics, it's about more important issues. It's about, whether or not, people... Let me make sure I got my keys. Keys. This is what I always say before I leave the garage because I have different keys. Of course, my car keys are in there. Oh, no, I got them in my hand. Okay. People say... This is the key issue. This is the key issue whether we're going to have a quote-unquote lawless president and so forth. I don't think it is because I think, as I told you, I think... I do think a greater issue is the level of corruption in our government. I can probably do more podcasts about that. I think corruption in our government is really high. We're not addressing the problems that we have because we're screwing around with this internecine political warfare that is taking everyone and sucking them into this neurosis because we have no choice because the federal government is so friggin' important because of the amount of money that it takes both from us and then the amount of money that it sends back to states and cities. It's called income redistribution. It's made itself and we've allowed it to become far too important to our personal everyday lives. And that's why I don't want to talk about it, because I think it's a huge distraction from what's important. And I guess at the end of the day, I would just say, we just got to really think about what's important in our personal lives and our business lives and our social lives and the communities that we live in. And we have to think about addressing that. And at some point, the American people are hopefully gonna say, I've had it with this. I'm not watching it anymore. I'm not engaging on this anymore. I don't wanna talk about it. It's wrecking everything. And you can blame whoever you want for wrecking it. You can blame Barack Obama for wrecking it. You can blame Trump for wrecking it. You can blame Nancy Pelosi for wrecking it. I don't care. It's ruining everything. And I'm just telling you what's ahead, if you'll allow me to predict the future. If this continues, this is going to subsume the country at a level that we haven't seen for 45, 50 years. All this has done is raise the stakes on a very close election period. That's only going to make it worse in terms of us having to deal with this permeating our daily lives. So that's about all I can say. There's not much else that I can say. And I guess I got my batteries now, so I'll drive back home and make some coffee. All right, thanks for listening to Podcast 865, the Bob Davis Podcast. What are we calling this podcast? Impeachment. Political neurosis in America. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on the BobDavisPodcast.com, where we have streaming, and also you can pick an individual podcast and listen to it. You can also hear the podcast on Spotify.com, and it's great for Android devices. Also appreciate the listening on iTunes, the granddaddy, where people can subscribe to the Bob Davis podcast, Tuned In, blogtalkradio.com, Google Play Music, and I appreciate the likes and the shares, as always, on social media. What helps me most are the shares on LinkedIn and, of course, Facebook, and love the favoriting and the liking, but really, it's more importantly than engagement, we're talking about sharing. And if you still want to comment at the bobdavispodcast.com, if you go onto the page at the bobdavispodcast.com, there's a comment section that you can enter to write your comment down. It's moderated, but that's the kind of engagement that also helps me. And I also appreciate your donations for mobile podcasts. Man, sitting over there in the nice warm garage, waiting for the next big trip. Thanks for listening to podcast 865, the Bob Davis podcast, pulling into the other garage at home. Gonna make some coffee and have a little something to eat. And all right, we're done. Thank you for listening. I had to get this out, so I really appreciate it. Podcast 865. The Buck. Yeah, politics makes me want to leave the car on with the garage door down. Not really.
Summertime. And the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross and G. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louie, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder.